There are a lot of things you have to know about oils and essences if you want to become a master of erotic massage. Secret aphrodisiac recipes and massage tips will be revealed in the opening of today's podcast, followed by an exploration of erotic dreams, fantasies, and the magic of fairy sexuality. After this, we will learn some new techniques for sublimating the sexual energy to the higher chakras, based on the knowledge of the yoga exercises Uddiyana Bandha and Nauli Kriya. The meditation will be the harmonious sublimation of the energy to all the seven chakras to help us put into practice what we have learned. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Using oils and essences for erotic massage. Using oils and essences is an important part of a sensual massage. Oil contributes to a smooth, flowing massage, enabling your hands to glide easily around the body. There are a lot of things you have to know about oils and essences if you want to become a master of erotic massage. When choosing an oil, avoid those that are thick and greasy, and also those with a heavy odor. Light vegetable and nut oils are easily absorbed and benefit the skin with their natural properties. Among the most popular for massage are sweet almond, avocado, grapeseed, olive, apricot kernel, peach kernel, soy, and sunflower. They can be applied to the skin as they are, or you can add fragrant essential oils to them, thus using them as carrier oils, as in aromatherapy massage. Essential oils are extracted from plants and have particular healing properties. Different essences are thought to benefit the well-being of the body, the mind and the emotions, as well as to influence the mood of a massage. Many essential oils are also believed to have aphrodisiacal qualities. Some aphrodisiacal oils are cedarwood, cinnamon, cloves, neroli, patchouli, rose, sandalwood, and ylang ylang. A few drops of essential oil added to 25 milliliters or 1 ounce of carrier oil should be sufficient for a massage. Or you can add up to 25 drops of essential oils to a 50 milliliter or a 2 ounce bottle of carrier oil. Blended oils can go rancid after a few weeks. To help extend their shelf life, add a teaspoon of wheat germ oil, which acts as an antioxidant to your carrier oil. Make only small amounts and store them in airtight bottles in a cool, dark place. If you're using a cheaper carrier oil, such as soy, you can add a teaspoon of a more expensive, richer oil, such as avocado or hazelnut, both of which are excellent for dry skin. When massaging, keep your oil in a narrow-necked bottle with a small opening to avoid spillage and also avoid the possibility of pouring out too much at a time. Stand the bottle on a saucer and keep it within arm's reach throughout the massage. Warm the oil by rubbing each application between your hands before smearing it onto your lover's body. Cold oil will jolt the system and feels far from sensual. Apply a little oil at a time to the area you're about to massage and smooth it into the skin with a series of continuous flowing strokes. A suggestion for an aphrodisiacal blend would be 3 drops of ylang ylang, 2 drops of sandalwood, 3 drops of rose or jasmine, and 25 milliliters of carrier oil. Now go caress your lover with all your heart. Erotic dreams, a fairy sexuality. In everyday life, only a few people dare to manifest themselves totally freely in their sexual life. Education and ethic principles imposed by society put so many conditions on us that we repress even the most natural instincts and consider them indecent or even obscene. Yet, we have a very intimate, private, and secret space in which our most extravagant desires can come true. This space is our dreams. Erotic dreams are not at all an insignificant part of reverie activity. They confer emotions, feelings, moods that are the expression of a part of our personality that usually remains hidden. Besides, sexologists have come to the conclusion that these dreams stimulate the sexual appetite and increase the vitality of the body. Dream sexual experiences appear in self-confident, independent, and active people. In those who are strongly inhibited, often these dreams, if they do in fact appear, have a content that is rather symbolic and unclear. In conclusion, the dream orgasm, a purely psychic orgasm, determines a more optimistic and a more dynamic attitude during subsequent daily activities. An American researcher had the idea to verify if the erotic dream produces the same physiological modifications as proper intercourse. He came to the conclusion that the breathing rhythm and the circulation of the blood are the same as in the case of proper erotic experience. Only the cardiac rhythm has the tendency to be slower in the case of the dream erotic experiences. So dream sexuality can also keep us in an excellent physical and emotional state, just like proper sexuality. A significant difference is that in the dream state, the orgasm, as a psychic experience, is completely separated from ejaculation. In other words, in the erotic dream, the men have the opportunity to attain the famous seminal retention. And now for two practical methods to induce erotic pleasure during sleep. What must we do to have more erotic dreams? Here are two practical methods that we invite you to put into practice. In the evening, before going to sleep, build up in the minutest details the scenario of the dream you want to have. Don't be shy and introduce in the scenario your entire secret desires and fantasies. First, begin with simple things that can easily and clearly be visualized by you before falling asleep. With a little perseverance, the results will come soon. The second possibility is the conscious dream. To dream consciously means to be able to modify a dream even in the moment of the dreaming. There are several methods for inducing conscious dreams, and they will be presented on our site. When you will be successful with this method, you will be able to live in the dream any situation you're able to imagine. Do you realize what possibilities are offered to you in the domain of sexuality? In conclusion, dare to manifest your sexuality, first in the dream, and then to become a fairy man or a fairy woman in everyday life.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Techniques for sublimating the sexual energy. A technique for sublimating the sexual energy based on the practice of Uddiyana Bandha. This technique implies that you have mastered Uddiyana Bandha, as it was presented on our site in the Tantric Yoga section. The stages. Number 1. Perform 3 Uddiyana Bandhas, focusing your attention upon Manipura Chakra in the area of the solar plexus, perceiving the activation of this center and the energy of fire inside you. Next, direct this energy to the crown center. Number 2. Perform 3 Uddiyana Bandhas, focusing your attention upon Anahata Chakra, the area of the cardiac plexus, perceiving the activation of this center and the energy of air inside you. Then, direct this energy to the crown center. Number 3. Perform 3 Uddiyana Bandhas focusing your attention upon Vishuddha Chakra, the area of the neck, perceiving the activation of this center and the energy of ether inside you. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 4. Perform 3 Uddiyana Bandhas focusing your attention upon Ajna Chakra, the middle of the forehead, perceiving the activation of the center and the mental energy accumulated there. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 5. Perform 7 Uddiyana Bandhas focusing your attention on the crown center. Perceive the energy in the area of the crown and the dilatation of the ethereal body. You may continue to perform more Uddiyana Bandhas if you wish. This technique can be performed either together with some other yogic techniques or separately. Becoming aware. You must learn how to perceive the sublimation of the energy along the spine and the activation of the crown center Sahasrara. Number 6 therefore implies that you sit in Padmasana or Siddhasana with your spine straight. Close your eyes, focusing your attention inwardly into the crown area, the physical area corresponding to Sahasrara. Keep the focus there for 15 to 20 minutes, during which time you may also use some appropriate music. A technique for sublimating the sexual energy based on the practice of Nauli Kriya. This technique implies that you master Nauli Kriya, as it was presented in our site, the Tantric Yoga section. The stages. Number 1. Perform 3 Nauli Kriya focusing your attention upon Manipura Chakra, the area of the solar plexus. Perceive the activation of this center and the energy of fire inside you. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 2. Perform 3 Nauli Kriya focusing your attention upon Anahata Chakra, the area of the cardiac plexus. Perceive the activation of this center and the energy of air inside you. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 3. Perform 3 Nauli Kriya focusing your attention upon Vishuddha Chakra, the area of the neck. Perceive the activation of this center and the energy of ether inside you. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 4. Perform 3 Nauli Kriya focusing your attention upon Ajna Chakra, the middle of the forehead. Perceive the activation of this center and the mental energy accumulated there. Then direct this energy to the crown center. Number 5. Perform 7 Nauli Kriya focusing your attention on the crown center. Perceive the energy in the area of the crown and the dilatation of your ethereal body. You may continue to perform more Nauli Kriya if you wish. This technique may be performed either together with some other yogic techniques or separately. Becoming aware. It is important that you perceive the sublimation of energy along the spine and the activation of the crown center Sahasrara. Therefore, number 6 implies that you sit in Padmasana or Siddhasana with your spine straight. Close your eyes and focus your attention inwardly on the crown area, the physical area corresponding to Sahasrara. Keep your focus there for 15 to 20 minutes, during which time you may also use some appropriate music.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the harmonious sublimation of the sexual energy at all the 7 chakras. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the harmonious sublimation of the sexual energy at all the seven chakras. hope you've enjoyed the show today. Until next time, farewell.